this week on A Twink and a Redhead. I'm not unemployed, I'm self-employed.
Yeah, fun employed.
They have like hands.
I mean, he does have
opposable thumbs.
Opposable thumbs.
Imagine the things he could do to your wait.
Wait.
We tell you the story you've all been waiting for.
We didn't speak for over a year.
Frank started to kind of, he was sort of weaponizing his mental health against me. How could I have known you since sixth grade and you side with my crazy ex?
I was just like really not trying to take sides because I still didn't know the extent of the craziness. And you said something that I'll never forget.
And an announcement for the good of the group that will leave you thinking, huh, that's what the high schoolers are doing these days?
The girlfriend's NSFW Twitter was released.
All of this and more on A Twink and a Redhead, the podcast.
Now, DJ, hit that track.
A twink.
And a redhead.
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 It's been a long time coming. It's been a long time fucking.
And here we are.
Well, well, well.
Bet you thought you'd seen The Last of Us.
And surprise. Here we are.
Welcome back to A Twink and a Redhead. A lot has changed since we've been gone, including the laugh. The laugh is basically new.
The laugh is new. We have since so our many. Last gorgeous catchphrases.
So many gorgeous catchphrases. Right now for me, it's just my luck, right?
That one, but we've been saying that for some time.
For a while now. But I don't know if the podcast when we okay, so for those of you who don't know, we filmed like 20 episodes of a podcast starting last summer, and then if you listen to the podcast, you see how more and more depressed we got. Because we were both working full-time jobs. We were, you know, doing our TikTok thing. And then we were like, we just did not properly plan that podcast or the schedule of it. So like we would film and then in a day or two, it'd be out. Hello, I can't do that.
Hello, you couldn't do that.
No, but if you guys want to go back and listen, it's a good podcast. But we are back and we've planned it a bit better, I think. And it's going to be good.
A lot of people are talking about it. A lot of people are saying it's the new Smartless, the new...
I don't know what Smartless is.
Oh, it's like a really big podcast with Jason Bateman.
It's the new Good Children. A lot of people are saying...
Fuck Good Children. They know what they did.
They're trying to literally be us. They stole our shtick. We're like nostalgic kids from or growing up like best friends in school, blah blah blah. Like everything about their
shtick. They're older than us, but they stole it.
They're older than us. They've been doing the podcast longer than us, but they still
stole our shtick.
Joe even has a Hunger Games shtick, which I also have a Hunger Games shtick like growing up. Mm-hmm. There's just too many Andrew Bakes.
I bake. Hello. Hello. Only one girl in this town can make a lemon poppy seed muffin. Anyway.
For those of you who don't know us, though, my name's Grant.
I mean, I'm Ash. Hopefully you know that by now. Guess so. Kind of like a small barrier to entry.
But basically, you may have seen videos of us being kind of cuckoo online, you know, Disney swingers video, us pretending to be a straight couple, which, surprise, it's an act, or
is it like that's something that we're continuing to explore?
Yeah, you may have even heard one of our smash hits or songs about getting fucked in a TJ Maxx, Panera Bread, all inspired by true events. But basically, we've known each other since sixth grade, unfortunately. But let's continue to give you guys some updates on our lives. For the past 2 years, I'm coming clean, and we can talk about it now because I just quit my full-time job. But for the past 2 years, I was a Disney cast member. I was an employee of the Walt Disney Company. Surprise, right?
So crazy.
But like in our last season, I would say I was a friend. I was a friend of the mouse.
A friend
of the company or whatever.
Honestly, people could have just found you on LinkedIn.
I'm sure you guys did. But yeah, I was working at ABC News and loved them.
Except for that one day. One day? At the View.
Oh.
But we could talk about that.
Oh, yeah. We have an episode in the future where we will need to talk about something that happens
in the hallowed halls of ABC News. Where I got in a fight with one of Grant's coworkers.
And this lady's evil, respectfully.
She was really mean to me for literally no reason other than breathing the same air as her. And I let her know that I was not pleased.
Yeah, she did.
So you're unemployed. Well, you're fun-employed, I would say.
I'm not unemployed. I'm self-employed.
Yeah, fun-employed.
I give it about 6 months, and then if nothing happens, then I'm going back.
To the news. But
I'm going back to ABC News.
Oh. ABC, or were you going to go to Fox, did you say?
Ashley, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. No, I didn't know if you were going to go to...
For those of you who don't know, I interned with Tucker Carlson, and it was during the time he got fired.
Yeah. A lot of people say you were the reason for it.
I don't want to, fuel flames to the rumors, but yes, I was spending a lot of time in Tucker's office.
We don't need to get, all political here, but did you see the clip of Tucker in Russia? And he was amazed by the shopping carts where, you put a coin in and then you get the coin at the end so people don't steal shopping carts. Like, they have them all over LA and stuff. And
isn't that Amelie? You know an Amelie?
No, I don't. But Tucker was... Grant, gagged, he was rock hard in this grocery store in Russia looking at these shopping carts. He was like, do you see how advanced they are here? It was crazy.
Girl, they have that everywhere.
I know, he just loves Russia.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay, move there.
Okay, move.
Move there.
Bye, Tucker.
Go become a citizen of Russia and fight in their army as well. Wait, what?
Well, wait, maybe don't do that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, oh, I wanted to update you guys, too, that there's been some developments with Poppy. We have a working relationship.
We have a working relationship with Poppy. For those that maybe are just tuning in for the first time or don't remember from last season, Grant and I would drink Poppy cocktails on most episodes, just like we're doing right now with Wild Berry and is this Svedka or gin? I literally can't even taste the alcohol.
Unfortunately, Ashley, it's Svedka.
Okay, so we are drinking Svedka, plain, old-fashioned, if you will, Svedka, and Wild Berry Poppy. And last season, we were upset because we're one of the most vocal creators on the internet about talking our love about for Poppy. We love Poppy. We live, breathe, die for Poppy.
Are we their target demographic? I mean, I would maybe say so, not, but...
But our passion's there.
The passion is there, and we're real customers. We're real fans.
I buy a poppy, once a day on my way to work. I grab a poppy from the local bodega and head to work. So we love Poppy, and now they finally, started a working relationship with us. We did have to threaten them, which is fine.
We did threaten them because, we'll fully post in our story and say, hello, this is the best drink I've ever had. The working relationship, though, it... only is us receiving Poppy. So we have not done any brand deals with them. We have tried. Trust me, we've tried for almost a year now.
We want to write an original song.
We would love to write an original song for Poppy. We would
pop,
pop, pop, pop my pussy. Pop, pop, pop my poppy. Pop.
It writes itself.
It does. And we don't get the special PR packages.
No. Either. Okay.
I think there's tiers.
A lot of these, I would say the same demographic of gals that were on the Bora Bora Tarte trip. Poppy.
That's who Poppy eats up.
Poppy sends them these gorgeous plush robes.
Yeah.
They are stunning. Stunning. None for us.
None for us.
Our Poppy just, you know what? I'm not even going to complain. I love it. Keep sending it.
Please, we're out currently.
We are out.
Our favorites are Doc Pop, Root Beer, Cola, Watermelon. We love the soda
flavors.
Yeah, please just continue send us the soda flavors, please. We're currently out. Thank you. Also, I have an iPad.
Grant's made a purchase.
It has one use. I got it because I didn't want to buy a printer because I wanted to have notes because last season I was always struggling to...
Great. Our set's falling apart.
I just hit one of our new photo boards, which is also...
For those listening on audio, head over to our YouTube and you will see our gorgeous
new set.
We are still on the same Wayfair couch that is as comfortable as sitting on concrete. And literally, then we have a gallery wall. We were supposed to have different sizes of photos and frames, but they are all uniform right now. And it's, I guess, it's on brand because it's kind of reminiscent of our freshman year college dorms when you would just hang 4x6 photos on your wall.
It's also like on brand because it's like something we thought we slayed, but clearly
Grant and I are not interior designers at all.
No,
as you see, we're sitting on a Hunger Games blanket and an Edward. I'm sitting on Edward Cullen's face right now, which was my sixth grade fantasy.
Ooh.
I'm living it out in a way I never even thought.
I have a Kirby plush here, and then Ashley has her. Let's give you guys a tour of our animals right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We love stuffed animals. Oh, wait, let me.
Oh, Remy. You guys know Remy.
So he's on the podcast. I got Remy when I was in Disney World.
We have my a boyfriend, whole episode about that.
Yeah, my boyfriend Eli bought it for me, and he talked. Oh, and wait. So his left paw is French. Let's hit the right paw.
Hello, I'm Remy.
Wait, I love the personality difference between the French and the Americans, like, so excited. Are they, the French
are
like,
they called paws?
Yeah, a rat paw.
Not a hand? They have, like, hands.
I mean, he does have
opposable thumbs.
Opposable thumbs.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
Imagine the things he could do to your pussy. Wait.
I don't have to imagine. This plush sleeps with me every... Someone commented. I made a TikTok with Remy and Grant. Someone commented. If you cut a hole in that. And Grant, I literally was like, no, that's a little too crazy.
No, I've said this because there's a whole battery pack underneath the Remy. If you take that thing out, it's literally a fleshlight.
It is so questionable.
It's
like Bob Iger and his merchandise team. What are you going on?
Well, the other and final update, actually I have like one, two more quick ones, but we've gained so many new followers. So hi, you guys.
Hi, Gorgies.
Welcome.
Hi, Gorgianas.
Do the laugh. That was for you guys, you new special fans. Welcome to the, we still don't know a name for our followers.
Gorgianas.
Hey.
Yeah. Hi, Gorgiana.
Gorgiana's
nickname, Gorgies.
Gorginus.
Yeah, any kind of... Because Grant and I have this very serious medical condition where we can't stop saying Gorge or Gorgeous.
Miss Gorge.
Miss Gorge. Gorgies. Hi, Miss Gorgiana.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
So that's kind of you guys.
Hi, Gorgianas, right? Yeah. Okay, work. I like that. The last thing, and we'll talk about it, but with this new series, this new podcast, we'll be having a Patreon. Ooh, for our queen Gorgianas. Yes.
And on Patreon, our titties will be out.
Like, just kidding. You hear the shit we say without the Patreon. Could you imagine what's going on in the Patreon? We'll talk about
Names
it later.
Will be dropped. Pussies. Titties will be out. Just kidding.
Cock is flonging. Wait, what?
I think on Patreon, they're strict about nudity.
Fuck, are you serious?
We're going to launch an OnlyFans. Great.
The format of this podcast, basically, for those of you who don't know, we talk a little bit in this beginning. Sorry, right? Go cry about it. And
who's mad? Who's upset?
It's such an interesting question.
We're going to talk in the beginning, catch up. And then we're going to dive the fuck in.
We dive into some sort of topic, some sort of thing that we've experienced, personal anecdotes, whatever the fuck. And then we finish the whole episode out with announcements for the good of the group, which are announcements by you guys that you just need to get off your chest. And we will give you our advice,
our thoughts on your thoughts. And be careful, though, because sometimes... We'll tell you the very harsh truth.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Because we're good friends.
Yeah.
We're good children. Okay. Anyways, welcome and enjoy the ride.
Beep, beep.
Stick around till the end of the episode because we'll give you guys more details about our Patreon and how you guys can be Miss Gorgianas.
You can be join our Miss Gorgiana community.
A twink.
And a redhead.
All right, so what you just heard was a transition. That means we're going to the next stage of our podcast.
We are going to hold your hand all the way through this episode.
Yeah, all the way through this episode. So today, we'll be talking about something that we have been teasing all last season. What is it, Ash?
The time we didn't speak for over a year.
Literally did not, like, we weren't friends for like a year, over a year.
Almost enemies.
It changed everything.
The course of history, herstory,
humanity,
if you will.
Honestly. Should we just dive in?
This is a story time. But basically, I will say, I just want to say, I think every good friendship has had a period where they don't speak.
Yeah, and it definitely gave us, yeah. We'll talk more about what we learned at the end, but it definitely gave us both opportunities to like look inward, I think.
For sure. Like, we'll reflect, but.
Well, I also want to give a little trigger warning because there is some topics of mental health in here and some things that might be like a little triggering to people, but you guys, we're going to have fun with it. Okay.
Maybe not fun, but
we're not going to have fun with it, but you know, we're going to try our best to keep it as light as possible, but like there's some serious topics as we discuss. The Jersey accent still comes and goes, you guys, for those who listened last season. Anyways.
Let's dive in.
So it was sophomore year. Junior year. This was junior year of college. We are at Florida State University in Tallahassee, Florida.
We lived together in a gorgeous carpeted apartment.
It actually was a really gorgeous apartment. I don't know what they were doing in Tallahassee, but every couple years would be a brand new apartment building. Pretty affordable. Very affordable. Considering what we pay right now.
Pretty affordable, yeah.
But yes, we were living together in an apartment with another roommate.
Let's call her Emma.
Emma. Okay. Oh. Our manager. Okay. Hey, Emma. Let's call her Nancy. Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew. Yes. Oh, wait, I kind of love that.
So we were living with Nancy Drew. And then also, I had been dating a boy. This is like the longest boyfriend I've ever had at this point. A whole year. I was dating a boy. We're going to call him Frank.
And from my perspective, Grant being with Frank for a whole year, basically marriage for Grant, it felt like.
Honestly.
It was so serious.
Yeah, we had studied abroad together in London, which also another topic we talked about last season. You could go listen, and it was miserable for Grant because of Frank. We just had some issues. And so we're coming off of that, and it's now like October. And something that I had been keeping from my friends, it's also important to know, and this will come back later into the story, but I was raised where you just like include everyone. Like if you have a friend who doesn't know other people and you're part of different groups, like you can just include them, whatever. And so I introduced Frank to my friend group, which was Ashley, my freshman roommate, Jake.
Our friend Stefan.
Stefan and Nancy.
There was
Drew.
Like a group of us. We were very, and then once Frank was brought into the fold, we all became friends very, very him. Close. And we also had like separate friendships with Frank then, from that kind of point on.
Yeah. And so something that I didn't know how to deal with, and you guys, something for you guys to learn. Frank started to kind of, and I don't, again, when I talk about this, I don't think it's intentional. Like, I don't think he's consciously making these sorts of decisions. I think there's probably some other stuff going on or issues that need to be sorted out. But he was sort of weaponizing his mental health towards me to the point where, like, we would get into a fight and he would, like scream, barge out the door, and then would, like, tell me later that he had, like, hurt himself because of it. Which that's the most serious it's going to get, you guys. But, like, that was, like, crazy. And so I was dealing with that for a couple months or a month or two. And eventually I told my therapist and I told my parents. And I learned that that's not normal. And it's, like, not my responsibility to be, like, if God forbid something happened or, like, if someone's doing that, like, that's no one's responsibility but that person. You can offer them resources or help and, like, show them where to find the help, but like it's them who need to take the steps to it's just not fair to blame. Again, I don't know if it was a conscious decision, but to blame someone for those sorts of things. You know what I mean? And so that was something I was...
It's a very toxic situation.
It was super, super toxic. And basically, I realized that I needed to get out. Because I have my own issues. I have my own problems. And so someone else is on top of that is just a lot. And the severity of it was a lot. So I came up with a plan with my therapist and my parents. This was so smart because otherwise I don't think I would even ever think of this. But the plan was to go to his apartment to break up with him. Because had I brought him to my apartment, knowing Frank, Frank would not leave. So I had to go to Frank's so that I could leave after it. And, like, give myself the space. So I go down there. Also, fun fact, Frank lives in our building.
Oh, yeah, he lived 2 floors.
Frank literally lived in our building. So I go down and I basically break up with him. He is so upset, like, very, very upset that I have to call Frank's sister to come because I didn't want to leave Frank alone. Frank's sister arrives. I leave. I'm very upset by the whole thing. Like, no one talks about the dumper. There's something to be said about the dumper. Like, because it's sad and it's hard. And I know that he was in a really difficult spot. But, like, it was not healthy for me. And I needed to get out. So, Ashley doesn't know about any of this, really. Right? Like, you didn't really know. You would see some of the...
I mean, y'all would, like, fight in front of everyone all the time. To the point where it'd be like, okay, we're gonna go. But it was, like, everyone, I feel like, at one point has those friends that are in a relationship and fight in front of them. And that, as if that's not bad enough, then ask for the people's opinion that are surrounding them. So sometimes it'd be like, don't you think he's being crazy right now? And I'd be like, we're gonna go. So I knew that there was not the healthiest situation.
Yeah, something fishy was going
on. Like, something before you guys broke up, I definitely was like, I don't know if they're meant for each other. But that's kind of, like, the basis.
Yeah. So I break up with him, go back to my apartment.
I was in Disney with my dad at that point.
Oh, and really? Do you see how Disney always comes back?
Yeah. My dad and I were in Toy Story Land. And I get this text, and it's from Grant, and he's like, hey guys, in our group chat without Frank, I just want to let you know I broke up with Frank, and this is an important detail. He says, of course I still want you guys to be friends with him, but, you know, like, this sucks, but it's meant to be. This is how it has to be.
Okay, but also, I said that meaning it, but also I think in my head I'm like, well, of course, like, they were all my friends first. Like, they're gonna side with me at the end of the day. Well, but not on Frank's watch.
But we didn't think that there needed, I guess at that point I didn't know enough, so I didn't think there needed to be sides, and I'm not usually, usually I'm just like, not a confrontational person, so I'll just be friends with everyone. But so then we go back to, or I come back from Orlando, and it was, like, pretty chill for a couple days. I wasn't really getting involved at all.
Yeah, but then, you know, the first thing that irked me,
what,
I don't know who sparked this, but this was around Halloween, and we were hosting some sort of big Halloween bash. The invites were already sent out, whatever. And someone asked me, I don't know if it was you or Nancy Drew, can Frank still come to the Halloween party?
No, looking back, like, we definitely should have just, like, set that boundary early on. But I just had never had to, like, not be friends with someone because, like, usually I feel like with, like, friends, I mean, it would usually be, like, girlfriends, and then they bring their boyfriend around. I'm like, okay, bye to the boyfriend. But this was a little more complicated.
Because he was literally in our friend group for a year.
So I was like, okay, everyone, be mature. He could come to the Halloween party.
But, and also, meanwhile, you don't know the extent of, like, the trauma I was going through with his, like, mental health and shit. And so I'm like, are you serious?
Also, the night of the Halloween party is when you wore my expensive suede boots and jumped into a pool. And for all owners of suede, you know that rule number one, you don't get it wet.
Well, I didn't know that. And maybe you should have given me an owner's manual when you lended me it. Seriously?
I know, right? Okay, but so...
Y'all, I was a drag queen ghost.
Yeah.
But I was a sheet ghost, which looking back, it doesn't really look great. Does not look good at all. But I like cinched the waist like with a chain, like a chain belt. I did like makeup like on the ghost eye cut out.
And I wore like suede boot heels.
And then I wore suede boot heels.
Yeah.
And I did jump in the recess pool, the club pool.
Yeah. Sorry. So then, I guess a few days later, Nancy, Drew, and I get a text to come meet Frank at Panera. So much happened in Panera during college.
And high school.
Literally.
Panera, our whole life.
My whole life has been defined by important conversations in
Panera.
But we go to Panera, and Frank portrays the breakup as, you know, Grant was very malicious. Grant, like, just telling us all this really crazy stuff and how we were bad friends. And like at that point, if someone like criticized me, I was just like, you're right, you're absolutely right. I guess I just didn't have a good self-esteem or something. So I was like, oh my god, I'm a terrible person. Like, and me and Nancy Drew were kind of similar, so we're like, we're such bad people that we didn't, you know, immediately go and get to the bottom of this breakup as if it's our business even.
Right.
So then we come home. We didn't get home right away because I was halfway through a blowout and Nancy Drew goes in first, I believe. And I'm halfway through blowing out my hair and I didn't know how to blow out my hair.
Oh, it was Nancy Drew first because you came in the middle of
a blowout. I didn't know how to blow out my hair in college. So every time I did it, I looked like Hermione Granger in the first two Harry Potter movies or literally Hagrid.
Yeah.
Like my hair would be huge. So I'm halfway through a blowout and I start to hear screaming.
Because Nancy Drew had busted into my room and is like, why won't you see Frank in person? Because at this point, this is a few days later, Frank had been texting me wanting to meet up and talk in person. And like my therapist literally said that this was going to happen. And I at that point was not comfortable going to see Frank in person to talk because who knows what he would have done in front of me. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like God forbid. And so I was like, I will talk to you. I'm happy to talk to you, but over the phone. And then I guess that wasn't good enough. And he must have told you guys that or something at Panera. Because then Nancy Drew Buston is like, why won't you see Frank in person?
Yeah, we just made the rookie mistake of getting involved in people's relationship, which I will never do again. As you shouldn't. But so then we're both like, oh, you know, like, you should talk to him.
I remember one of you guys said, you've been dating Frank for, like, a year. Don't you think you owe it to him to see him in person? And then I guess still, like, y'all don't know what's going on. But I'm, like, freaking out. I started crying and screaming.
You were just so fed up. And I, from our perspective, I think we just didn't even know the extent of why you broke up. So I'm like, what happened that you can't talk? Which, like, literally, again, I should mind my own fucking business. But then you start screaming and crying. And then we all start kind of screaming and crying. Because I also think there was just underlying tension for a long time before this. Just because of all the, like, there was just, like, pettiness. I don't know. So then we're all screaming at each other. My Hagrid hair is prominent. And then we get a knock on our door. This is, like, the craziest thing. We get a knock on our door, and it's a college kind of apartment building, but it's an older-ish girl, and she says, hi, I am a graduate student, and I
think she's like a victim's advocate.
I work in victim's advocate. Like
domestic violence something.
And I am like a mental health counselor, I think, as well, and she had come to let us know that she thought there was a domestic dispute happening in our apartment. She wanted to come and lend her expertise. And then we kind of were just like, okay, we're fine. It's just a roommate thing.
But the next day she knocked on the door again and gave me a whole packet, a printed packet of resources and stuff, which was so nice.
Never be a bystander.
Right? And she was not being a bystander.
So from that point on, it was kind of just like very rocky territory. I feel like we kind of made up after that, but like
it was just awkward. And then I go to Boston College.
Yeah.
For cheer. because I'm on the cheer team. And so we have an away game and I travel and we're at Boston College. I open Snapchat. I go on my stories. And who do I see in my apartment with Ashley, with Nancy Drew or something, some sort of an event?
No, Nancy Drew is with you. She's on the cheer team as well.
Oh, so true.
It was just me and Frank.
Sorry, Nancy Drew.
And our friend Jake.
So they're in our apartment and they're having a whole pregame. And I'm freaking out because, no offense, but in my mind, Frank's the type of girl who would have gone into my room or something and been like looking through or something, or like asked to go to the bathroom and then go in my room and then maybe be like snooping around. I don't know. But it just made me uncomfortable that Frank was in my space. And so I, out of anger, start drafting up a message to my friend who we're no longer friends with. We need a code word for her. Mm. I'm friends with her, but I just haven't, I don't know if she likes me anymore.
So it's a complex relationship. Her, let's call her Stacy.
Yeah, so I'm drafting a message to Stacy, and I'm like, this bitch has the balls to invite my ex-boyfriend over our apartment while I'm away at Boston College without telling me. Blah, 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 blah. She's such a bitch. I don't know, coward, whatever.
Like, it was a nasty message.
I was so mad. I hit send. It goes to Ashley.
He accidentally swiped up. I was on my replying. Story. But you know what the worst part is? Like, I'll admit this.
How did I reply?
I don't know.
I think I was trying to send your story.
That's what you were trying to do with the caption, but Ashley. You sent it to me. But yeah. You want to know what the worst part is?
What?
I literally think I just needed to, like, post something on my story to get this one guy's attention. Like, I was just trying to get him to, like, swipe up and be like, come over tonight.
And this is what you get.
But it worked. In that aspect, it worked.
Okay.
So anyway, I was just like trying to thirst trap, and then I get this message. I was also chain smoking Marlboro Reds on a balcony when I received it with said man, I believe. Anyway, so I'm like, what a fucking asshole. Grant just sent my story to me. And then I just opened it and sent it to...
Did you read it to Frank?
Not that night. I don't think I was with him at that point. I think I went to the guy's place.
Oh.
So then, I sent it to Nancy Drew because I went to Nancy Drew on the bus and you were like, I just want to let you know what just happened. Like, I sent Ashley's story to her and she was like, okay. And then, like, yeah. We were texting. And then.
It was so awk cheering with Nancy Drew during that era. Yeah.
At this point during college, I went through this weird phase where I loved to build forts all over our apartment and like watch TV in them. So I had a fort in my room.
And I get home from the trip and I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. Mm. I go and I open the fridge. Ashley's like in her room in a fort or something. And my juicy juice is gone. And I'm like, oh, okay, let me put two and two together. Frank and Ashley drank it, probably used it as mixers during their pregame.
Which is not what happened.
Well, who drank it?
I had our friend Jake and his friends were going out to a Rocky Horror theme party. So they show up to my apartment naked, like titties out, like naked. And then my other friend from study abroad came over. It was like a little pregame ended up happening. And then someone was like, can I drink this juicy juice? And I was drunk. I didn't know whose it was. Maybe it could have been Nancy Drew's. She wouldn't have cared. I was like, sure. I didn't think anything of it.
And
the
juicy juice was gone. Juicy juice
was
gone. So I guess this was
Do you remember what you did? Grant dug through the trash. And put the empty juicy juice on the counter and left and went to class. So then when I came out of my room, there was just the empty juicy juice. And I was like, oh, that seems like it was like a symbol of your rage. So I was like, okay. Wow. So then Grant comes home like that night or something. I am in my fort watching Fleabag. Also, I would literally light candles in my fort. Probably the worst thing you could do.
Yeah.
And so I was in there watching TV and Grant comes and was like, can we talk? And I'm like, sure, get in here. So he army crawls into my fort and we just start like screaming at each other.
That was crazy. Would this be called the climax?
This was like the climax of our fight. And you said something that I'll never forget.
Okay, because what you're about to say was explained to me in therapy in like a completely different kind of way or context.
No, like, it's like when someone gives you advice or like gives you like a life lesson, but you're only kind of hearing what you want to hear from it, or like you're just like misinterpreting it.
Or I shouldn't like be repeating it in like a conversation with someone. Like, I don't know.
But Grant tells me. Well, I was like trying. Very end of the fight.
My motive was I was trying to explain like why everything seems like it's just fucked up.
Yeah, but Grant says to me, the way I see it, I am at like the center of this wheel, and you and Nancy Drew and our other friends, you guys are spokes on my wheel. And I was like, oh, so you're like the center of the universe.
No.
But that's how I took it, and I got upset because I was like, okay, you're like, I was pissed at this point. And then
but what I was trying to explain is I don't think I was trying to say I was center of the wheel, but if your life's a wheel or whatever, and like you have spokes and then one gets broken off or something, then it fucks up the whole wheel.
Yeah,
you got a flat.
That's what happened. We had a flat.
Yeah.
So then,
but I confronted her on the Juicy Juice. I don't really know. My wife was just mad. I was like, how could I have known you since sixth grade and you side with my crazy ex?
But I was just like really not trying to take sides because I still didn't know the extent of the craziness. And then I was kind of getting privy to it at this point. And then I kind of was literally just like, I actually want nothing to do with anyone involved here. So then I tried to kind of just not be involved at all as best as I could.
But then didn't Frank start giving you and Nancy Drew the kind of similar treatment for like a few weeks?
Yeah, like so then, but I was really not trying to hang out. Like, it's not like we were hanging out like 5 times a week. Like, it really wasn't like that either. But like, if he was like, let's go get lunch, like we'd go. And but then it kind of started to turn into like the way Grant was kind of this like anchor, or like it felt like your entire responsibility to like, I don't know how to say this, but yeah. It was like the pressure then kind of got put on me and Nancy Drew to make sure everything was like okay and going well. So we hung out for a few weeks after that, and then he just kind of like ghosted us and stopped talking to us. And then it literally was only like 3 weeks after all this that we were hanging out. And then he kind of just ghosted us and became friends with other people. And then wanted nothing to do with me and Nancy Drew. So then okay, we were trying to like make everyone happy, which then made no one happy. But like, we were there for you. And then you kind of ditched us, like kind of rude.
Yeah, and like, no offense, but I feel like that just says a lot about this person at this state.
Yeah, it just wasn't great. It wasn't great. And it wasn't conducive to our lives at that point. But we were all living in the same apartment. So like, we'd go out to in the kitchen and it would just be like silent. Well, like, me and Nancy Drew were friends, but like, it was like silent.
This was like my loneliest time, or like lowest point in my life, but also really forced me to like look inward and like also like find new friends in a way, or just even like I feel like friends for me or whatever growing up were like so easy, or I never really put effort into friends because it was just like they were the people who were around me. And this was like the first time I had to like actually put myself out there or like really put an effort into other people's friendships. And then like I realized other people do the same back. Oh my God. Not trying to shade you or like that friend group. But like, I found people who like in the darkest times, I found like some of the best people. I feel like I really matured or learned a lot about myself. Okay. What did you learn?
During that time?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think I needed to not seek your approval on everything at that point in my life, because I felt like we had a fight the previous year where like I just like smoked weed like any normal 19-year-old, and Grant, that wasn't your lifestyle, and you didn't like it. So you told me I was a drug addict. And, like, I think I just got really worried about everything, you know, you thought, which, like, it's important what your friends think, but I was, like, really concerned all the time that, like, to upset anyone. And that's why I think I wanted to make sure I was friends with everyone still, but then that doesn't work out always. So mm-hmm. I think I learned to, you know what, you don't need everyone to like you all the time, and you just have to learn to, but I do think I'm, like, you know, a people pleaser. So I was like, oh my God, you're upset. Like, what can I do? You know? But
yeah, no, who cares?
But I think I learned, you know, sometimes, well, I still do care. I think it's important to have empathy, but I,
yeah, but not you at the shouldn't extent, let it, like,
not to the extent where, you know, you are, like, giving way more to someone else than they're giving you. And it's just, like, not, like, a mutually beneficial relationship. But the crazy thing, well, I don't even know if you want to say
yeah,
this.
I was just about to say, me and Ashley, like, didn't talk for a year, but the plot twist of it all.
Like, this is the craziest plot twist of this whole story.
I got back together with Frank.
And then they were just like, fuck Ashley and Nancy.
Yeah, and then, okay, so it was like beginning of pandemic. So October, I break up with Frank. And then February-ish is when we start rekindling. And then the pandemic happens, so, like, nothing, I go back to Jersey, nothing kind of really happens. And then I go back to Florida, and I don't know why I'm so gung-ho on, like, getting him back. And I, like, convinced myself, like, I was, I don't know, looking back, how I could even justify it. But, like, I somehow convinced myself that it was, like, maybe I could have done more, or, like, I was the problem.
No. I remember, because it was towards, like, March 2020, so it was right before we all went home for the pandemic, and we were having a pregame at our apartment, and you came home after getting food with someone. We were, like, talking at this point. It was very, like, surface level, though. Mm-hmm. And so you come into my room, and me and Nancy Drew are in there. Like, there's, like, literally a pregame happening. You go, I just got food with someone, but I can't tell you guys. We're like, okay. And then we were like, guessing, and then we both,
like, it had to, like, have been
like, but we didn't want to guess that first. Then we were like, Frank, and you were like, I don't know. We're like, okay, just tell us.
You know, the sad all thing right. is I probably thought you guys would like me again.
You probably thought we'd be, like, really happy.
Yeah.
No,
because we, I didn't know, like, that he started doing the same shit he was doing to me to you guys either. Yeah. Like, I thought you guys were all kind of still friends.
No, we really were only friends for, like,
a few
3 weeks.
And
then, like, and Drew and I were kind of upset because he would, like, you know, he would, like, host things and he would, like, be like, not invite us. Like, it's like,
it's,
oh, we
so
were there
weird.
For you.
Well, I think the psychology of it, I think he was trying to just piss me off.
Yeah.
And then Frank told me when we got to back together that summer, like, because Florida, like, ended the pandemic in, like, June. So I was like, oh my God, let me go back to Florida. But no, it was a weird time of, like, 2020 where it was like COVID cases were down in Florida and blah, blah, blah. I was safe. I didn't go out. I just kind of stayed in my...
Oh, you did not go out. And if people went out, you post them on your story and be like, where's your fucking mask?
Because I was, like, a leader on the cheer team at that point, too. So I was like, I'm watching all of you. And no, if you guys, like, go out, then I'm telling our head coach.
I feel like that also, crazy. Like, kind of, like, you were kind of, like, an angry person in this time. It felt like.
Cool. No, kind of, I think I was just very lonely. And then, yeah, that's also why I, like, drew, like, I think was wanting that attention from, like, Frank again or something. Because,
yeah,
like, the good times were, like, good. Like, and so, yeah, during that time period, I would only hang out with Frank.
No.
And my other friend, Jeff.
I didn't go back to school.
My other friend, Jeff. And then Frank wouldn't let me hang out with Jeff anymore. Frank's crazy.
No, I didn't go back to school senior year because I was supposed to be abroad my senior year, and then that got canceled because of COVID, and I was graduating a semester early anyway, so I just stayed home. And I remember, like, I would, like, see, like, y'all were just, like, in the honeymoon stage. I was like, wow.
Yeah, but
oh,
Frank,
how the tables have turned.
Frank told me, because I asked, I was like, what happened after we broke up or whatever. He was like, yeah, I hung out with, like, Ashley and Nancy Drew for, like, a few weeks after, but then I, like, realized that they weren't good for me either. I was like,
guys, like, okay. I know, just shouldn't get involved, but, like, I was really just trying my best to be a nice girl.
That's like, why it's him. Like, no offense. It was Frank just using you guys for whatever sort of reason.
I
know,
but it's just crazy how, like, I really had the best intentions. Yeah, well, and it's so sad.
That's what happens when you have good intentions.
I know. That's what happens when you assume. You make an ass.
Out of you and me.
Out of you and Frank.
Frank, I hope you're doing well. Genuinely.
No, I genuinely do. No. I'm saying I genuinely do.
I wish him well.
No, I.
Girl, he needs the wellness.
No, I do because I actually like.
No, nice guy means well. Yeah. I think. Well, also, who could say?
College was a crazy time. I was chain smoking Marlboro Reds on my balcony every night.
Which also, when I got back in the summer, because I was the only one in the apartment in the summer, I would do yoga on the balcony. I was like, why are there all these cigarette butts here? I was like, it must be from, like, the people who lived here before us.
Nancy Drew and I would get home from, because we studied abroad in London and they the thought spring it was, like, semester. No. I literally thought I was serving, like, because when I was abroad, I was smoking, like, hand-rolled, like, these, like, British men would give them to us. When we got home, I thought I was serving, like...
Like, you were, like, sophisticated.
Off-duty Parisian model reading some postmodernism at a cafe. I'm literally chain-smoking a Marlboro Red in a Shein crop top in Tallahassee, Florida. Like, literally. Bro, you're not doing what and you think
balcony,
you're doing.
Like, the balcony wasn't overlooking anything. No one could see you.
I would only smoke, like, cigarettes when I was drunk. And I've never vaped. Literally, I've never vaped. But if you put a Marlboro, even to this day, like, I haven't smoked a cigarette in probably over a year. But, like, that's not true. I smoked one in December when I got drunk. I see someone, I'm like, that looks so fucking cool. So bad.
That was basically the story of our year-long feud. Obviously, we're here today, so if you want...
And you know what? I just want to say,
yeah,
we literally were inseparable. Literally from, like, I would say freshman year of high school till, like, throughout college. And like I said at the beginning, sometimes you just need a little separation. Like, sometimes you need that because... Think about it. It was like we're in a long-term relationship. Like, you know, when people start dating when they're 14.
Yeah.
And then you're 22 and you're like, wait, maybe I need to fuck some other people. We just need to fuck some other people.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I definitely agree. And then we could return.
Yeah. And then we both were like, knowledge. We both learned so many life lessons, but that's a story.
If you want to know how we rekindled our friendship, some interesting tales.
Y'all, like,
us.
Frank returns.
Y'all, Frank returns. We went on some adventures to, like, rebond.
During quarantine, we had to discover each other again.
We
discover each other's bodies again. We go to the local parks.
We do.
We have important conversations, and I was used multiple more times again in the rekindling.
She was gagged and gooped a couple more times by Frank during all that.
Swindled once more.
And if you want to know how I broke up with Frank for the second time, you guys have to subscribe to our Patreon. Miss Gorgiana.
So what
we're doing... We're having a companion series every episode. It's called Redacted. It's inspired by my many legal scares throughout my life. But Redacted is like about... It's an extra episode per episode of us telling a redacted section of our story.
And so we'll kind of use Redacted to talk about maybe things we don't want everyone to know. But we'll have our Miss Gorgiana community and we trust you guys.
Literally.
And we'll be dropping some juice on there.
Some juice.
It's going to be... Redacted's going to be juiced up.
Redacted's going to be
juiced
crazy.
Up like Lance Armstrong at the Tour de France.
If you're not subscribed to Patreon, you're only getting half the story. That's from Drag Race Untucked.
But also on our Patreon, we will be putting bonus content as well. Videos. We'll have a Discord.
Vlogs.
Vlogs.
This week's this week's Patreon video bonus content on top of the redacted episode. So, redacted episodes will come out with this week's episode. So every Wednesday, you'll get this episode, and then you're also going to get redacted. On top of that, every other week or so, well, every week you're going to get bonus content, whether that be photos, videos of whatever we're talking about, et cetera, but every other week, there's going to be some more thought out stuff. So this week, we will be coming out with our gallery wall tour.
And so our gallery wall is images of throughout our whole lives. So we'll just give you the background of stories. Like, there are some wild parties we've been to. We'll tell you some stories behind them.
Yeah.
Also, our crushes. We'll walk you through some of that.
College.
I also think on our gallery wall tour, we'll tell you the story of this photo at graduation.
High school graduation.
Let's just say the seating arrangement at graduation was really awkward, and we can go into detail about that.
So that'll be out this Friday. So Miss Gorgianas, join the Miss Gorgiana community. Hi, Miss Gorge.
Hi,
right?
Miss Gorgies. We're really excited. We'll be in the chat too.
So you'll have a group chat. But go to the link to the Patreon if you want to learn more about it, and if you want to subscribe, come on down and subscribe. You guys, it's the cost of what? It's less than a Starbucks these days, right?
It's less than a vanilla oat milk latte in New York City.
Right.
I bought a $9 latte the other day. That's highway robbery.
And did you tip?
What?
Did you tip?
When they flip the iPad and back at me, it's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? You're looking me dead in the eye and I'm going to say no tip?
And what are you doing on top of the job that you're already hired to do? Respectfully.
No, tipping culture in America is crazy. But you know what? The second they tip that iPad to me, I'm just like, what else am I going to do? Announcements
for the good of the group.
This section of the podcast is inspired by our English teacher in high school,
mm-hmm.
who every Monday and Friday we would go one by one around the classroom and just say an announcement for the good of the group.
It would be like, the whole class.
No, it was crazy. We're not reading Great Gatsby today.
No.
We're going to go one by one and say what we're doing this weekend.
And talk about Sarah's parents.
But sometimes, like, it'd be like, okay, I'm going to the movies with Taylor this weekend. And then everyone would be like, okay.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it'd be like, I'm going to my great uncle's funeral.
Yeah. Like, but people get so invested, like, why didn't Taylor, or like, they'd come back and they'd be like, we didn't go to the movies. And we'd be like, what the fuck?
What happened? Or like, yeah, like, Shelby's mom wouldn't drive us to the movies. Be like, fuck Shelby's mom.
She's such a bitch.
No, like, we would get such tea on people's personal lives. I'd be like, I didn't know Alex and Izzy hang out on the weekend. Are they fucking?
Yeah. People would like come out of the closet. People would like.
It was a really emotional, like, period.
But the weird, like, dichotomy of, like, that teacher, like, creating such a safe space, she would also, like, be the first to dress code you, any girl.
It was only really ever girls, because God forbid you wore a 1-inch tank top, like, strap. So
sorry.
She would also make you shake her hand upon entering her classroom. So she would literally.
She had such a firm grip.
She would eye you up and be like, you fucking whore, put on this extra large t-shirt while you're in my classroom.
She had a closet. Like a little God thing forbid, of cardigans my, and
yeah,
stuff.
No, Grant, they were extra, extra large t-shirts. I was like, how often is this Hershey Park t-shirt being washed? Because I don't think very often.
Have you had to wear it?
Yes. I had to wear it because also, like,
so embarrassing.
Junior,
too.
Yeah, we were juniors. I didn't give a fuck, and like off the shoulder shirts were so in. So I was like, no other teacher gives a fuck. So I'd wear my gorgeous off the shoulder shirts with my chokers, and she literally was like, "You slut, put on this t-shirt." And so I'd wear it only in her classroom, and then I would take it off. But I was like, oh, you know, Freddie in front of me is so horned up about my shoulder that he can't pay attention to fucking Othello.
Right.
Be so for real.
Right.
But I actually liked her.
No, she was actually so nice.
She was actually a pretty good teacher.
Do you remember we drove to her house? Why did we do that? I'm so sorry if you're listening, teacher, but like we were in the area.
Did anyone else like have like a weird, like I had to know what my teachers were like outside school.
Also, like, did anyone else, like, when you got your license, like, you just drove.
Like,
you just came up with, like, different scenarios that you had to drive. Like we had to go to Miss
The cool thing Miss to so-and-so's do junior house. Year was to just drive aimlessly. I think we went to Chick-fil-A, and we knew she kind of lived in that vicinity.
In the area. So we're like,
Googled
her address.
let's do a drive. But like me and my girlfriends, like we would do drive-bys, like boys we liked. We'd be like, let's drive by but their also, house.
Also, you can't tell me like you've never like had a teacher or professor or whatever and you like haven't wondered like where do they live? Like what kind of house, what kind of situation, what neighborhood? Like I don't know. I think about that stuff.
I think about all that. I love to stalk my professors and teachers on Instagram and stuff and be like,
yeah, like they have a personal life.
What are they
This up person to? Lives in a house.
Like what are they up to right now?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
So announcements for the good of the group. We like to play a listener's submission where they just tell us an announcement of the good of the group.
And I'm so sorry, but Miss Gorgiana's, we will have a Patreon section where you could submit announcements for the good of the group. And y'all will be priority. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm really sorry, but you guys will be priority. But also,
like, we want them to be juicy. Like, yeah. I want you to tell me that, like, you are sleeping with your mother's boyfriend and yeah. you need to like make them juicy.
And we'll continue to check Instagram DMs. Like if you have a juicy one and you're not a Miss Gorgiana yet, like maybe it'll entice
Remember
us.
The one from last season where a man broke into her house and she like fought him? She sent an announcement for the
No, she didn't even like fight him. She was just like
yelled at him.
Oh, she was just so fine about it.
She was so chill about it. She's like, yeah, so then there was the intruder was in my kitchen and I just told him, like, you have to leave. Like, it was so funny.
And then there was someone who submitted an announcement about, like, her cousin cheating on someone with a man or whatever. It was, like, a whole twisty tale. Like, but then she revealed a few weeks later, like, she DM'd us. It was like, hey, I had to, like, confess, like, that was all made up. I was like, you're actually crazy.
Guys,
it was...
don't make stuff up. Like, I want it seriously. To be juicy and real. Like, we'll be real with y'all. Be real with us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that brings us to our announcement for this week. Okay, this announcement is from Seth.
Seth!
So, basically, I was best friends with this guy since third grade. So, like, we were first friends. I just moved. We were best friends, whatever. So flash forward to eighth grade. He found himself this girlfriend. She was fine, whatever. I didn't have any beef with her except for fifth grade. But you know what? We thrive. We learn. We get over it. So I have to talk really fast. So flash forward to 10th grade year. The girlfriend's NSFW Twitter was released. Yeah, it was grade. Released to the whole school, which also featured the girlfriend and my best friend, the boyfriend's sex tape. So obviously everyone knew me and him were best friends. And people would come up to me and be like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, I have no idea. Like, don't come to me. So I text him. I'm like, hey, like, are you okay with this? Like, did she force you to do anything? He's like, no, whatever. But even though she was low-key controlling, but we're going to get into that. So people would come up to me and be like, what is that? And I have no idea because I don't want to be attached to it. Hold on. Part two. I'm so sorry.
10th grade.
Holy but, shit.
I want nothing to do with that. I said this like 4 times. So I texted him and then he's like, guys, like I have to cut you guys off. Like she's making me cut you guys off. She doesn't like any of my friends. I have to be friends with her friends. Basically like sum that all up. That's what he said. So he cut us all off. I'm like, what the fuck, a 7-year friendship. By the way, I forgot to fucking mention 10th grade year. We would start making out, him and I, while he had his girlfriend, by the way, whatever. Call me homewrecker. Don't give a fuck. We would start making out like crazy, like, whenever chance we got, we'd start drinking and smoking. We just ended up making out. So 10th grade year, he cut us off, whatever. Baby, 4 weeks ago, they broke up. He texted me last weekend, and we made out on Friday night. Yeah, the most recent Friday, 3 days ago, Friday night. And I don't know what to do, you guys. Like, I need advice. Like, do I continue? Because, like, that was, like, my first love, my first guy kiss. Aww. Like, I don't know what to do. I just need advice on, like, do I go through with it, or should I, like, look for someone else? Like, I don't know what to do. Help me.
Well, go through.
Funny. Well, I think it's funny that this is the announcement because it's kind of on theme for the episode. Toxic relationship.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But also, like, I'm a little worried about the 10th grade aspect here because it sounds very illegal. So I hope everything's okay when it comes to
Yeah, like,
that.
Why was there an NSFW?
That's illegal.
Is this, like, today's, like, youth? You
I
know
don't
what I
know.
Mean?
Like, Grant, that's illegal.
Do y'all know that that's illegal, like, Seth?
Seth, let's make sure that everything is above board. Let's make sure that, you know, everything's good. But if you want to make out with him.
I say yes, but just know, like, you'll learn a lesson soon. Like,
yeah,
a lesson's
I
coming.
I feel like.
Because also.
Do what you want. Like, who cares? But also, I don't think that this is your forever.
No, oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Also, you were, like, making out with him while he was dating that girl. So he clearly has some issues or, like, yeah. He hasn't figured himself maybe fully out if it was, like, secretive. I've been there. I've had a secret relationship in mm-hmm. high school with a man mm-hmm. who was like closeted. And yeah, it's just like, it'll end up probably being toxic, but I do think it's a life experience that you should live and like you will learn.
It'll definitely be a chapter in your memoir.
Of course.
And sometimes like you just got to do what you got to do. But wow, is this what high school is like these days?
Right.
Have you ever like hated, like when you were in high school, did you ever like hate one of your friends, significant others? Because when you're in high school and you hate your friend's like partner, it like really hits different.
Just yours that one year, the one couple months, but I guess
we'll get into that with that graduation
photo. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
No, it hits different. So I can also understand where Seth's, you know, emotion is coming from, because he does not like this girlfriend. So you're really pulling a fast one on her.
Yeah, you seem young. So I say do it. Seth, and have fun. Be smart, be safe.
You sound like a fun guy, and I wish you the best, Seth.
We wish you the best, Seth. All right, Miss Gorgianas. I know this was a heavy first episode.
I know. I was literally was just thinking. I was like, not a lot of laughs in this one.
Not a lot of laughs in this one, but we promise there will be more in the future, okay? I just feel like we owed it to the fans who listened to our first season to tell this story, because we had been teasing it for so long. And maybe it's not as good as we thought. It's good, but it's just not as funny. Well, it's kind of just
like sad.
But maybe it was
mistakes. Some mistakes were made. That's all right. That's okay.
What song is that?
Some mistakes get made. That's all right. That's okay. In the end, it's bad. That's the moral of the story, babe. Ash, featuring Niall Horan.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody has those days. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody gets that way. Yeah.
But yeah, hope maybe
mistakes were made and we learned our lesson.
We overcame, and you can hear all about it in the redacted episode.
Yeah, because y'all, someone pulled a fast one on me.
It was Frank.
Someone pulled a fast one on me, and I need to stop being so naive. God damn it. Fuck!
Don't be naive out there, okay? See you next week, you guys.
Next week, we'll...
We'll bring more laughter and joy.
Maybe. Bye! Bye.